Ampersand is starting to get out there, starting to get known, and people are coming out of the woodwork looking for spaces to rent. So it's been absolutely fantastic turnout for that.
Yeah.
We're pretty well full on all of our offices, all of our desks.
Wow.
There's still a little smattering here or there, but definitely kind of there's still space up front as a kind of a space to meet.
And I was just going to touch on that. There's been a lot of things that have been happening at Ampersand over the last couple of weeks, meetings with entrepreneurs, public presentations, things like that. That's continuing. And how important is that in getting Ampersand out in front of people?
Well, I think that's going to be huge, because that's going to be our way to get the people that not only are reaching out to us, but might go through and attend some of those peripheral events that are coming mm-hmm. to Ampersand mm-hmm. as a venue, mm-hmm. and that's something we're definitely trying to push, is we want Ampersand to be used by the public for the public, and it definitely just that kind of meeting area to bring people together.
As the Ampersand idea was put forth and was in development, a lot of people were like, "What does a co-working space mean? What is that?" I'm sure that's still out there. You're getting people that are asking that question. What's the answer? What is a co-working space?
Well, a co-working space, really to us, is exactly what it says. It's a place for people to work together, mm-hmm. And that could be any sort of industry, be it graphic design or a painter or an engineer, and they can work both side by side, but even into collaborations, even into side hobbies, even into all the different aspects of life, and really bring all those together, not just the standard office environment.
With Ampersand and getting involved in it, you have all kinds of options. You could do long-term rentals for spaces, office spaces or whatnot as available, or short-term. How do people find out more? What's the best way to get some information about what it's all about?
Definitely. Check us out at ampersandco.work. Give us a call, 906-225-1693. Or stop in at 132 West Washington in the Masonic Building there, and come take a tour of the space.
And it's also, bears mentioning, that this is also where the chamber is located now, that no longer on 3rd Street in Marquette.
Correct.
But your offices are there, so that's where they can find you and other staffers.
Correct. Yeah, we're still working on getting the sign taken down on 3rd Street there. That'll be coming down soon. But yeah, all chamber operations have now moved to Ampersand, and we're operating out of basically the front desk there.
Nick Steffi is in the studio with us. He's executive director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. And we're talking about a lot of things going on with the chamber, including the Be Local, Buy Local campaign. There's some new things in the works with that. What's the latest?
Well, I think a lot of the latest of what we're doing is, again, looking at what we're offering, trying to get our ducks in a line. So a lot of it, any businesses out there that are having issues with the program, between all the logistics kind of things, give us a call, and we will definitely put it. We've got a whole new software system behind the scenes to be able to handle a lot of those requests. So definitely queue up, and let's get it all moving there. But outside of that, the program is lined up for a few substantial changes here, improvements here in the very near future, and kind of a secret right now,
some
big stuff that I think is going to be really good.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be coming soon, so you'll have all the information for folks at the chamber on your website and all of that too, right?
Everywhere. Yep. Yeah. Including a lot of these little radio spots. We'll be really putting it out there, but
that's coming pretty soon with some changes on that. But it's basically, in effect, a way of giving people an opportunity to record their purchases, mm-hmm. and chamber members and others and businesses in the community. And then it's also a tool for you as the chamber to kind of track those shopping trends, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. So basically the idea is, everyone really has a shopping locally kind of a program that just helps foster small business, keep money in the community, and really help everyone here in town, and this is just a way to for us to be able to quantify a lot of those numbers,
sure.
and use that for economic development kind of purposes, but that stuff that we can then bring back to the businesses and say, hey, you are really hitting the local market and people are loving you, or you really have a big touristy side, or whatever it is. And kind of bring value to, back to the businesses as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an interesting process with that, especially with some changes coming up in the software programming for it, and that's going to be announced very soon. Mm-hmm. So I know we'll hear about it from you.
Oh,
then.
Yeah.
If people have questions, not only about Ampersand, as we talked about a moment ago, downtown Marquette, but they want to find out more about the chamber, how do they do that?
BeLocalBuyLocal.today is our website. But again, give us a call at the chamber for any of the programs, be it Be Local, Buy Local, Ampersand Co-working, or Chamber Operations at 906-225-1693.